When was the last time you opened your refrigerator and got hit in the face by the smell of something rotten? Did you stand there soaking up the aroma, wondering why old food gets stinky? Probably not, but some people do, and they are the subject of today's Science Out of the Box. NPR's John Nielsen has the story about a team of scientists that spent 3 years studying a very unusual idea about why dead fish stink.
I'm at a fish market on the Anacostia River in Washington, D.C. A small one, but it's pretty active, especially early in the morning. The people who own the various stalls here do not want to talk to me, and I can understand that. I mean, who would want to talk to a reporter who tells him he's doing a story about stinky fish? But the customers aren't so shy.
I'm from D.C., Washington, D.C. My name's James Boyd. I got some bluefish, rockfish, mackerel.
Boyd says he knows the fish in his bag are fresh because their eyes are clear and because they do not stink. He says he wouldn't touch a fish that had the smell of rot upon it, except for dead bodies. There is no smell he hates more than rotting fish. But why exactly is the smell of rotting fish so bad? Has Boyd ever wondered about that?
No, not really. Mm-mm.
No, they just do.
Fish is fish.
Yeah. Until recently, because they're fish and, I don't know, go ask your mother, are about the only responses you could get to questions about why rotting fish stank. Mark Hay, a biologist with the Georgia Institute of Technology, says nobody seemed to want to know.
Things rot, and we think that that's just the way the world is. There's gravity, things rot, you know, sunlight comes from above, and we don't ask why.
Then 3 years ago, Hay set out to test an interesting idea about why fish stink. It holds that the skanky smell associated with dead fish is made not by some unimportant natural process, but by a clever trick pulled off by microbes that like to eat the dead fish. Hay had a hunch that the microbes had evolved to produce smells that drive off competitors. In other words,
the rotten smell, I would argue, is not God's way of saying, you know, this is bad for you, stay away from it. It's the microbes' way of saying, this is mine, don't touch it.
To test this idea, Hay asked his graduate students to fill a bunch of plastic baby pools they'd bought at Toys R Us with loads of dead fish. Some were fresh and some were horrifically smelly. They then lowered the so-called pools of death into the water to see what got eaten up by the live fish and live crabs. The fresh fish in the baby pools drew a lot more interest. Darren Berkeypile, now a biologist with Yale University, helped to run the stench-related fieldwork.
And you know, when I first thought of it, I really didn't think that I'd spend the summer retching into a basin in the lab. I didn't really think it through very well.
Berkeypile says he's proud of the work he did with all those dead fish, even though the stench came close to ruining his life. His colleagues at the marine lab barred his entire team from working during the day at one point because they smelled so bad.
Eventually, you know, it was kind of useless to shower because we'd just smell like dead fish all the time. Go out for a beer at the end of the day, there was this kind of halo around us at the bar. The halo of death, I guess.
A report on Hay's research has been published by the journal Ecology. And although it might seem esoteric to you and me, Hay says it might end up having some important real-world applications.
If you look at it, we lose about a third of all food production worldwide, a third of our agricultural products, to pests of one sort or another. And much of that, although people think about insects primarily, much of it is lost to microbes.
In other words, if scientists can learn to slow down the microbes that make food like fish all smelly, they might also be able to keep food fresher for longer. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.